Welcome to the Homeschool Unlocked podcast, the show that helps parents see homeschooling as a unique opportunity. So forget fear. You can inspire. You can guide your child. Homeschool Unlocked. It's not school, it's life.
Homeschool Unlocked. This is Jesus Aviles. I am joined by my beautiful bride.
Hello, I'm Monica Aviles. We are so glad that you're joining us today as we help you see homeschooling as a unique opportunity where everything that you do is a learning opportunity that you can homeschool with confidence and enjoy, even in the moments where you don't know exactly what you're doing.
So for those new to the podcast, I have had 20 years of public school experience as a school psychologist and as an assistant principal. My queen has had 20 years of homeschool experience, but every now and then, I think we don't mention it. You actually taught for 5 years before we had any children, right?
Yeah, I did. I taught elementary, middle, and high school. It was 4 years. And then my water broke during study hall with our oldest. And that was the day that I retired from the classroom.
So, my love, you actually have been part of teaching kids for a quarter of a century.
Oh, I like that.
You like that. You like that. So, my love, usually you have the knock-knock joke, but today I'm just going to give you an easy one.
Okay.
This is not a knock-knock joke. This is a regular joke, but I think it's super easy. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bear stays out in the rain?
Ooh.
This is easy.
I'm
you got it.
Say, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is Grumpy from the Care Bears, but I'm not going to say that.
No, you're not going to say Grumpy Bear.
No sense. Yeah. A dirty bear.
A dirty bear. Okay, that makes sense, but it's really a drizzly bear.
A drizzly bear
okay. Is the kind of bear that stays out in the rain. This is the type of stuff that we learn here at Homeschool Unlocked. We learn how to read, write, do mathematics, reason, articulate, and tell excellent jokes.
That's right, because laughter is good medicine. And so starting your homeschool day or your podcast with a joke is a good idea.
My love, can I tell you how excited I am about this episode?
Ooh, how excited.
I'm excited about this episode because I'm a big fan of adults who know how to listen. But you know what's a prerequisite to an adult who knows how to listen? A child who knows how to ask questions, right? It's following good questions that leads to just simply listening as answers just roll off the other person you're talking to, right? And so last episode, we led off with talking about one type of questioning, right? I kind of went through Acts 10 and a little bit into Acts 11. And you started maybe talking us, the community, about just groups of questions that can turn any material into something just captivating and generates conversation. And we're going to continue that conversation with some other groups of questions.
Yeah, and actually, when you are using questions, you are guiding the conversation. So a student who maybe is not an expert in a topic, when they have good questions, they're guiding the conversation. They're allowing that other person to use their time and energy to explain something that they're passionate about. And who doesn't enjoy talking?
Yeah, I mean, if I could just be blunt about it. I mean, everyone loves to speak. Especially speak and communicate what they know. Now, what if what they decide to speak and share what they know is on the topic you want to talk about? Well, this is what good question does. It allows all people that are participating in the conversation dynamic to kind of exercise some guidance. And so, you know, we're trying to give you the keys to the car here.
Last week, we learned about the questions that are related to definition and also to comparison. This week, we're going to talk about questions related to circumstance, relationship, and also testimony. So do you want to kind of remind us what we were, the scripture verses from last week?
Yeah, we were in Acts. We used chapters 10 and 11. I want to encourage the audience to do both things. Go back to last week's episode and listen to our little conversation tied to Acts 10 and 11. Wonderful story. And also how we used the first set of grouped questions to kind of dive into that a little bit. But just a little reminder, Peter has a vision. Let me just start off with Cornelius first has a vision to go ask for some guy named Peter. Peter has a vision that says, hey, whatever God calls clean, do not call unclean. And so all of a sudden, when Cornelius's people pop up at wherever Peter's at, Peter says, Peter kind of puts two and two together and says, okay, I am not supposed to traditionally respond to some Gentile asking for me and going to their home. But he responds because what God calls clean, he knows, you cannot call unclean. So he goes and he visits Cornelius and he says, hey, why have you called me? You know I'm not supposed to be here, culturally speaking, I'm not supposed to be here. And then he gives him the first sermon to the Gentiles, right? Peter provides the first sermon to the Gentiles. And as he is speaking, the Holy Spirit comes, lands on a Cornelius and his entire household. Peter baptizes them. And so what happens? You got the Jews, the Christian Jews in Jerusalem saying, Peter, we need you to kind of come up here and explain this to us. You kind of did some stuff you're not supposed to do. And then Peter shares with them this entire story. And then at the end, that Christian Jewish council that's sitting in Jerusalem says, basically, if God did this, which he obviously did, because God did this, then he is impartial. You know, this is what they've concluded. And so this is a mystery, which is God is also the God to save and give repentance, right? An opportunity to repentance to the Gentiles.
When we're looking at this situation, we're going to look at what else is happening in that place. And questions related to that would be questions having to do with circumstance. So as Cornelius and Peter are meeting, what else is happening in the same place and time as that is occurring? What else is happening at the same time, but in a different place from where Peter and Cornelius are at? So you're talking to somebody and they're describing something. You can use that same kind of question. Okay, so you're telling me about the situation that happened with your family or your car. What else was happening? Those would be questions relating to circumstance.
Okay.
So what else was happening while Peter and Cornelius were meeting?
Well, for this particular example, I'm going to stick to scripture. Right. So we're going to zoom off of the main characters of this particular story. Mm-hmm. And we're going to look at these like secondary characters.
OK.
Right. So we know Peter did not come by himself. Peter is joined with fellow Jews, which act as witnesses. Super important. Right. Next, Cornelius. He wasn't there by himself. Cornelius is there with his household. It actually says that he invited family over. So really, it's a crowd. This is a story about Peter and Cornelius. But really, all the Jews that came with Peter and all the Gentile family members of Cornelius are all present there, aside from, you know, all the servants that are there. So this is a sermon being given to an entire household. Although we hear the key players, how we can go into circumstances by remaining in the text, right? Obviously, if we're not talking scripture, you could start going into some other things. Hey, what else was happening 10, 15 years after Jesus had died in first century Jerusalem, right? We can go into that context and have that conversation. But I like to, you know, when looking at circumstances, just look at not the main players in the narrative that we're reading here. And that's a great thing to do.
And, you know, these questions do get the imagination going, because imagine you're now putting yourself in. Is it they're meeting Cornelius's house? And
correct.
So you have the servants. What are they thinking? What are they saying to one another? Oh, do you know who's coming over? What preparations are they making? Not only because it's a guest, but also because of Peter and his different cultural background, because of his authority, just all these things, all of a sudden you start just...
It gets richer.
Yeah,
The portrait
it
gets really, more detailed.
It does. It
right?
gets
it,
a lot
It moves
richer.
From standard definition to high definition. And even to add more context to it, remember, just before this little interaction, Peter's fully aware, culturally speaking, he's not supposed to go. And then a little bit afterward, it says Peter stayed for a while. They invited him to stay. So not only did Peter stay, but that whole Jewish crowd stayed. Now, it went from what makes you unclean to recognizing, no, what God calls clean is clean.
So when you are in a conversation, you can use comparison questions, definition questions, circumstance, and also questions related to relation. What led to the situation in which a decision needs to be made? What followed the decision? Here we're talking more about events in time.
In time, okay.
Give us a little background there.
A little bit of background? Well, you know, I mean, if we're talking New Testament, so we're talking mid-first century Judea, Jerusalem, right? In this particular point, you still have Rome being the world empire that has Israel in its servient position. Mm-hmm. Right? If you go back, you know, all the Jews were really hoping that Jesus was the one to liberate them from Rome, right? The great empire. But Jesus came to do something a lot bigger. He came to free them from eternal death. And so, you know, let's put that in perspective.
Mm-hmm. And what about, I mean, does it tell us anything in the text about Cornelius? Have we heard of Cornelius before? Where was Peter before going to Cornelius's house? Where is Peter after?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, this is called, you know, in terms of how do you properly exegete a passage, it's looking in more detail into its context. So if I'm talking to you about chapters 9 and 10, then a nice conversation would be, I mean, this is chapter 10 and 11, then a nice thought would be, hey, what happened in chapter 9 and what's happening in chapter 12? So we know that in chapter 9, we get introduced to this character named Saul. And we know that somewhere in chapter 9, Saul is met by Jesus and his life is converted. Right. He stops hunting down Jews. Right. His goal is go out. I mean, Christians, go out, get these Christians, bring them back to Jerusalem and let them speak before us, the synagogue, the Sanhedrin. So that's chapter 9. Paul is converted. He's met and he's converted at 9. So you go over to chapter 12, maybe mid chapter 12, chapter 13. Paul is now sent on his first missionary journey. Right. So this specific narrative is Peter giving the sermon to the first Gentile. And a chapter and a half later, we see that Paul with Barnabas is sent out into the mission field for the Gentiles.
And so then the last group of questions, which we talked a little bit about last week, the questions related to testimony. What do witnesses say about the character and or his actions? So what do witnesses say about Peter and what he did? And you shared last week why Peter giving this first sermon was so important.
And if you go to early chapter 11, Peter is brought before this Christian Jerusalem council and asked to explain what's going on here. What are you doing? You're going to visit these Gentiles. What it means you stayed? And then he explains it all. And so Peter is in that process also able to say, but I didn't go alone. I have these witnesses. Mm. And these witnesses saw the Holy Spirit, even before I finished speaking, land on these Gentiles. Land on these Gentiles the same way it landed on us. So, great mystery resolved. God is for everybody who believes in him, regardless, Jew, Gentile, right? Greek, barbarian, fool, wise man, right? All that.
Which of these questions are you going to take into your next conversation? When you are talking to somebody you just met, when you're trying, let's say you're in a networking kind of event, or maybe you're just getting to know your new neighbor, which of these questions are you going to use to help start a dialogue with them and to get to know somebody?
So my love, with regards to asking questions to better understand circumstance, I think everybody would appreciate that if you're engaging in a conversation and you had to pause, you can simply ask the question of, hey, let me reach, how did you get to this point where you have this question or you have this concern or you're reading this material? Tell me about it. Tell me how you got here to this particular point. And again, we're having people do a little bit of reflection, do a little bit of sharing. And all of a sudden, this helps us better understand, right? Because, you know, I mean, if we kind of just toss the idea of apologetics around, right, where people are like throwing difficult questions in order to just, you know, they're curious or they're trying to stump us. It's very cool to, hey, you know what? At one point, I remember we were both in agreement with this particular point. Help me understand what leads you to this question. And so all of a sudden, they begin to talk about that circumstance. We begin to understand their perspective. It kind of helps us with compassion, right? It helps us with understanding. It helps us know the person, not just the material we're talking over. And so understanding circumstances gives us a great opportunity to know a little bit more about who is speaking and where they're coming from.
And it also gives the person, if you're asking questions and you're doing it in the right way, at the right time, for the right reason, it actually gives them a chance to think through what they're saying. Because sometimes, I mean, it happens to all of us. It happens to me. We speak and then we think.
I like that. Very good.
Asking questions can be a really non-threatening, just very compassionate way to say, hey, I want to understand where you're coming from. And it hopefully will kind of disarm the person, because you're not just spitting back.
Yeah, I mean, you're
answering a fool according to his folly.
Yeah, you're not listening defensively. You're actually asking questions to bring better clarity to what you're talking about. right? You're not trying to trip them up. Obviously, you know, the greater the relationship you have with the person you're having the conversation with, obviously the more confidence and trust that this follow-up question or this additional item that, you know, at the beginning, you know, is it connected? Is it not? Yeah, it's there. And it shows them a certain level of respect. It allows for better, easier communication. And who doesn't need that? So listen, at Homeschool Unlocked, we're about application. We'd love to find out how you this week are going to use these questions tied to better understanding context and circumstances, right? Whatever topic you're talking about. NBA basketball, tennis, Jesus.
Graduation's coming up. I mean, different events happening in May.
Just try to insert some questions tied to context and circumstances, all in an effort just to get that more beautiful picture, get that fuller picture, transition that SD television to an HD 4K surround sound type of conversation.
Have a wonderful week. See you next Wednesday. Thank you for your time and attention. We love you.
Homeschool Unlocked family, love you.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Check out our link below and subscribe to our podcast. We hope that we helped you by unlocking a new way of seeing homeschooling. Who else needs to hear this? Only you know. So take action and share it. Because remember, Homeschool Unlocked, it's not school, it's life.